For more on Al-Shabaab, the group that's claimed responsibility for the Kenya mall attack, we turn to David Shin, former U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia and Burkina Faso. He joins us from Monitor Studios in Washington. Ambassador Shin, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And first, a primer for our listeners not familiar with Al-Shabaab. Could you give us a brief overview of who or what this group is?
Yes, essentially, it is an Islamist group in Somalia. It has a number of precursor organizations. Shabaab is a name that has been used since about 2007. It means the youth. But the people who have populated Shabaab come from a variety of different movements, including the Islamic court system, which actually was in power in Somalia for about a year in 2006. Most of the Islamic court people joined what became the interim government of Somalia. Some of the militants branched off and joined others and created Al-Shabaab. And it has been a very militant organization ever since, and increasingly has been joined by a foreign element, although most of the members are Somali, and has an agenda which is sometimes not always clear. It clearly wants to establish an Islamist state in Somalia on the one hand, but there's an element in Al-Shabaab that believes in global jihad and Islamic caliphate and has strong links to Al-Qaeda.
And Al-Shabaab basically took advantage of the power vacuum that existed after Somalia's central government collapsed in the 1990s. Is that how they essentially rose to prominence?
That's true. Al-Shabaab initially imposed a certain amount of law and order, and I think the Somalis welcomed that part of their engagement in the country. But as the Islamists and then ultimately Al-Shabaab became more powerful in the country, they imposed certain conditions of Islam that were not popular with most Somalis, which includes the stoning of women for adultery and beheadings and all sorts of prohibitions about watching certain kinds of television, etc. And this is what was unpopular with the Somalis.
Ambassador Shin, one of Al-Shabaab's demands in this Nairobi mall attack is that Kenya withdraw its forces from Somalia. But there are other African military forces also in Somalia trying to help stabilize that country. So why is Al-Shabaab focused on Kenya right now?
I think the Kenyans did a lot of damage to Al-Shabaab after having been there for almost 2 years, pushing them out of Kismayo, the major port city in southern Sudan, where Shabaab was earning a lot of income through the charcoal trade and through the import of goods that were ultimately sold in Kenya and elsewhere. They lost all of this source of income, so they very much want to see the Kenyans depart. But they want to see all of the African Union troops depart that are supporting the Somali government, because they basically allow the Somali government to have significant influence over much of the country, and Al-Shabaab wants to take control of the entire country. So they're essentially enemies at this point. And at this point, the Al-Shabaab element is just focusing on the Kenyans. But back in July of 2010, they attacked two restaurants in Kampala, Uganda, killing some 70 people. And that's because Uganda has troops with the African Union forces in Somalia.
Kenya and Somalia border each other, of course. Are Kenyan military forces in Somalia primarily to sort of stabilize the border?
Yes, they were there basically to try to create a buffer zone, because there were a number of incidents that were crossing from Somalia into Kenya, the capture and killing of several foreigners, for example, which thoroughly disrupted the tourist industry in Kenya. The Kenyans said they had enough and decided to go into southern Somalia and try to establish a buffer zone. Frankly, the effort did not begin well. They went in during the rainy season, which wasn't a very smart time to begin, and did not make much headway. But subsequently, they did get the upper hand and pushed Al-Shabaab out of many key areas, although Shabaab is still active in some areas in the southernmost part of Somalia.
Some analysts are saying that the public shouldn't conclude from this mall attack that Al-Shabaab is gaining strength in Africa, but actually the opposite, that the attack indicates that Al-Shabaab is struggling and trying to get attention. What's your view on that?
Well, I tend to be of that school of thought. On the one hand, I'll be an economist here, you have a situation where Al-Shabaab has illustrated its organizational skill in order to pull off an attack like this. So in that sense, you could argue it shows a certain amount of strength. But I think the more important point is that by attacking a soft, civilian, undefended target in a neighboring country, you illustrate that there are significant limits to what you can do militarily, because al-Shabaab has not been successful in attacking the African Union forces inside Somalia, and they have lost a lot of territory to the African Union forces and the Somali government forces. So in that sense, it does demonstrate weakness, and I think that's the more important point to take out of this.
Although despite whatever their military weakness may be, they've clearly achieved a lot of global notoriety and created a lot of fear by this mall attack. So in that sense, they may view it as a success.
I think they probably do see it as a success. In fact, I'm sure they view it that way. But in the final analysis, I think al-Shabaab has to ask itself, is its goal just to create mayhem around the region and kill a lot of innocent people? And if that's the goal, eventually they will become extinct. If the goal is to take over control of the government in Somalia and institute some sort of an Islamic regime there, and I think that is their real goal, you have to have the acceptance of the Somali people. That means delivering services. That means not making them unhappy as they did previously. And I don't think that attacking a large mall in Kenya or carrying out suicide bombings inside Somalia ingratiates al-Shabaab with the Somali people, in which event I see their long-term goal is not succeeding.
David Shin is a former U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia and Burkina Faso, and he's a professor at George Washington University. Ambassador Shin, thanks for talking with us.
Happy to do so.